Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. We've reached Tuesday. We're inching through the week. Football week, Steelers, Jets, Acrisure Stadium on Sunday, and we'll get there, we promise you. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, Doran Dickerson, he is back. Adam Crowley, he's doing all the things that it takes to make a radio show go, so there's all that. With that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How are we all doing?
Great. Check us out on video, 937thefan.com. Watch us live. Live link right there at the top. Video-wise, you could stream us. A lot of people doing that. And do also, anywhere that your smart speaker is, just say, play 93.7 The Fan, and bang, it comes up. Doran, how are you?
I am fantastic. Well rested, feeling good.
Birthday party, we have to get right to. And then I have a stat that I found today that I can't, it has nothing to do with birthday parties, but I want to get to that too. But how was this birthday party, 8-year-old birthday party at your house?
It was fantastic. The kids were a lot better than I thought they'd be. You got 10 7 to 8-year-olds sleeping over your house, all hyped up on sugar and cake and all kinds of goodies and stuff. But the kids fell asleep around 1 a.m., and I thought they were going to be up all night. They were watching a movie. They all fell asleep. So it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Kudos to those little kids, but I did dress up in my full blown Jason Voorhees outfit and scared the living you know what out of
them. Did you tell them you were going to do this?
No, they had no idea. But they were waiting for me regardless. So whenever I came home, all the kids were waiting, hiding in my basement with Nerf guns just for like me, like didn't even know I was going to dress up. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for me to try to get me and try to attack me. And then I come down as Jason and they just all lost their minds.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Were there any number 8 balloons that were out?
No.
Those are
no
big these days.
Yeah, no 8 balloons.
The number balloons.
Okay. No 8 balloons.
Was there pizza to be had?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. About 6 or 7 things of pizza.
The kids only choices are pepperoni and plain at that level,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and sardines.
Sardines. Yeah. I like sardines. Oh, yeah. You didn't give them sardines. No. I did. I bought sardines last week, by the way, to put on my, they're not sardines, anchovies, to put on my Caesar salad.
Yes.
Which I love. Yes.
They are good.
All right. So that was what was going on. And that all happened. What's the cake situation? Did you turn off, was it a magical moment when you turned off all the lights and you did the candle? Did you do 8 candles or 1 candle with a number 8?
We did 8 candles, and one was a regular cake with a Steph Curry Golden State Warrior cake, and the other was a cookie cake.
So, I like the cookie cake.
Yeah, cookie cake. I'm not a real cake guy. I don't like
it. I like the cookie cake. Yeah. Do you like the icing part? Do you like to get a piece of the writing of the cookie cake?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a big move. That is a big move.
Gigantic move.
What about ice cream cake?
Solid.
Big key, though. You have to, if you don't do it right, you F it all up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure you take it out like 40 minutes or so before and put it in the sink or put it somewhere that, or just even on a cutting board. You got to let it thaw a little bit. You can't have the ice cream cake too hard.
Right.
No, it'll be like trying to cut into a rock.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you don't want to take it out too long. Then you have ice cream cake soup.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't need that.
Yes.
So,
but all in all, it was pretty good. Like, I was very shocked of how well-behaved these young kids were.
You're right.
You know what the worst cake is? Cake. All the other kind of cakes are better than cake.
I agree.
True.
I hate cake.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Yeah, yeah, me too.
I'll never eat cake. I can't tell you the last time I had a slice of cake. Can't remember.
I'm with you. Yeah. Give me ice cream cake. Give me cookie cake. Yep. Give me carrot cake.
Yep.
Give me
cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yep.
Oh, but if somebody said, here's regular cake, I say, hey, take it and slam it.
You know what blows? Red velvet cake. So overrated.
I don't even know the last time I had red velvet.
It tastes like red dye.
That's an old lady thing.
Mm-hmm. What does red dye taste like?
Like that cake.
It's too it's too concentrated and it's too fake, like, I think is what you're getting.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had red velvet.
It's not terrible. You have to have coffee with it, though. Yeah, you have. That's a must have.
From the man who drinks coffee with
everything. I know. I do. I have coffee with everything. You have to have coffee. You have to have
coffee. From the man who has coffee with a side of coffee.
Is there any other cakes out there?
All kinds of cake.
Yeah.
What other cake?
I do like a burnt almond tort.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Woo! Simultaneously. Jeez. Yeah.
Burnt almond tort.
That sounds so good.
From Pranals. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what our wedding cake was.
From
was
Pranals? Did you get it from Pranals?
Tort from Pranals.
Oh,
yep.
Let's go.
Oh, nice.
That's the way to do
my
it.
My friend Bob, right? He, his wife got a burnt almond tort for him. That's his favorite thing in the whole world for his birthday last time. He ate the whole thing.
Oh, I could do
the
that.
The whole
I could do that.
Thing that is meant for like eight people.
Yeah.
And felt no guilt.
Just loves it.
Yes.
One sitting, or did he do like a third, then come back an
Only
hour later?
Only two sittings.
Wow.
One the night, and then the breakfast the next morning.
That's putting in work.
Yeah. And I'm pieces each time.
Jeez.
I admire that.
Yes.
I admire that.
Just out there smacking.
Then you're reaching into the box and getting the little the parts that chips off,
yeah.
the almonds that kind of fall off.
Those are shavings.
Hurt armor. Yeah. Oh, man, that's so good.
But yeah, ice cream cake. All right, how about this number here that I found? This blows me away. There's a study done about travel and different things, and now that people are back out in the world and it's all – and so, you know, people traveling all around the world and everything. 11%. This is a big study. Has a lot of people, big sample size. 11% of Americans. So if you walk by, so say you're going somewhere, right? Or well, you wouldn't really be going somewhere. Say you walk around. 1 in 10 people, more just a shade more than that, have never been out of the state they live in.
Really?
Huh. Think about that. 11% of people have never been out of the state that they live in. I don't know anybody.
Really?
Yes.
Like, not even like from like here to like West Virginia or Ohio?
You know, it's American. So if you have somebody in the middle of Texas, it'd be hard.
Right.
Much harder than somebody who lived in Steubenville,
or
who may go out of state every day.
Right.
Somebody that lives in like Lewistown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Or middle of the mountains.
Yes.
Nowhere. Yeah.
But 1 in 10, well, 11%, a little over 1 in 10, have never been out of the state. Now, let's say you're in the middle of Montana, maybe that too, or Alaska would be hard. Hawaii would be, for some people, impossible.
True, true.
So, but I still found that number to be high. 11%. I wonder what it would be with Pennsylvanians.
I bet it's a lot lower.
I bet you 3%.
3%, yeah.
Except there's a lot of Amish.
Mm. Don't they travel, though, too? Sometimes?
Yeah, they go see their Amish pals in Ohio. Yeah,
right.
Delaware.
I've wondered this. How do they alert them that they're showing up?
They probably have it like scheduled out from the last time.
You think so?
From
you
the last time, like say like this time last year, it's like, hey, we're coming next year.
The full moon in October.
You're right.
Be looking out for us.
Yes.
That's a good question. We don't have any Amish connections because they don't have connections.
Yeah.
But if we did, I'd want to know like when they go and they live in like New Wilmington or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if they want to see their bros in Struthers, Ohio, or wherever, and they said, hey, we'll catch you next time, how do they write it down?
Do they use
Ezekiel,
the mail?
Ezekiel, we will return on the 10th full moon of the following morrow.
They don't trust the mail.
No.
Hell no. I don't trust the mail. They don't trust the mail.
We need someone in Rum Springer to give us a ring.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking about that today. How do they, or are they just like, oh, here comes Mogadomadish. No, what's their name? Ezekiel?
No, you got it right.
No, I think
Mogadomadish. What are good Amish names?
Pretty common Amish name.
Well, what are they then, Chris?
I don't know.
Let's see. Amish names.
I'm pretty sure it's not Mugadumadee.
Jacob and Daniel and Isaiah and Moses.
Eliza and Esther.
Yeah,
and
there
Levi
we are.
And
Levi,
Ruth.
Levi and Aaron. Susanna and Hannah and Elizabeth. Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. It's probably like July. They're like, we'll catch you next, you know, 11. We'll catch you 212 days from now.
Yes.
And they check them all off each day.
Mm-hmm.
In 132 days, we're headed to Sarah's house.
Yep.
This Google search is hilarious. When you start typing in common Amish names.
Yeah.
And the one that pops up is the question says, is Yoder the only Amish name?
Oh, surname.
Yeah, that's
easily the most common, I would think.
Miller is actually the most common Amish last name.
Miller.
Look at that.
Miller.
Mugadumadish Miller. I know him.
Interesting. What if there's road construction? I've thought of that.
We'll catch you next year.
Because, again.
I mean, you just cut through a field, don't you? Because you're.
No, the wheels aren't. They're pretty.
Not built for it.
Nope, not at all.
There has to be one rogue, like Amish person that always goes out and does all the dirty work for everybody. You know,
I
like,
have
there's
played
always
this
the one
in
that,
my
like,
mind.
Like that has like the flip phone somewhere, like hidden, charged somewhere, and it's like, all right, I gotta call Ezekiel from Ohio, let him know that we're gonna be a little late because we stopped at a gas station, had chips for the first time.
412-928-9370 for our Amish brethren or
any rogue Amish.
#937 for you guys out there on your Amish bat phones.
They probably use pay phones. They did.
You think so?
I think at one point.
I don't know. They got it. No way Amish use payphones.
No? They couldn't scrummage up like 35
cents?
No,
I don't think they're permitted. Yeah, I think it's against their...
There has to be
some. Yeah, phone's a phone, my man.
Right. They're not allowed. Now, there's a difference between Amish and Mennonites.
Yes.
So some people get spooked. They'll be at the train station or they'll be at the... And they'll see Mennonites. And they'll say, whoa, I can't believe this Amish guy's riding a train. I thought that's a Mennonite person. That's not an Amish person.
I've seen a van full of Mennonites pull up outside the Walmart in State College and let out like 37 people like a clown car.
Yeah, well, my wife gave birth. Community. There was a whole bunch in the elevator, and I giggled.
Why?
I mean, so now our technology is good enough for you? You're going to come to McGee Women's Hospital to deliver your child?
Cheer about the Amish prostitute.
Uh-oh.
Go on.
Hit two Mennonite. What? Crowley lost it.
It's too easy.
Is that it? What?
It's a layup. I love it.
That is. Anyway, how do they know if the road is closed? Crowley's out of his mind. I thought of that, though. Today, when it said 11% of people stay in the state that they're in, what if the Amish get going and there's... Because you think of all the road construction. I got to call Cheryl Moon on this from PennDOT. Do they make special dispensations? Do they alert the Amish community?
Probably not. I don't...
Or they find out on their own.
They're going to have to find out on their own. I mean, I have no idea. Like, what do they travel in? Do they have,
horse and buggy.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of Ohio, in the middle of nowhere, on the way to this racetrack with my son. It was 6:37 in the morning. I came over this hill, and I mean, clump, 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 clump. No, I told Chris right when I got back. Yes. Dorn, I am not joking. Didn't I tell you they had, like, a sheet on the front of the thing? Yes, and I didn't know if it was a windscreen or if it was a mechanism to kind of protect their anonymity a little bit.
Well, they get mail, right? So they probably get a letter from PennDOT or whoever that says, hey, your only road in and out of wherever, Bedford, whatever.
I just had a guy call in and say that he had an Amish buddy at AA that he met. And
that's a lot to unpack there,
I'm
man.
Into this. Uh-huh. Go on. This is good.
And his Amish buddy, he would talk to his neighbor. His neighbor was not Amish. So if they needed things like cordless power tools or cordless tools, whatever, things of that nature, they would always use the neighbor. And the neighbor would make calls for them.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Ah, like a go-between. Gotcha.
Amish and on.
Gotcha.
That's what you meant by it.
Crowley
AA,
loved
right?
the dumbest joke in world history.
That's me.
Oh, goodness. All right, Jeff Hathorn. You know, he grew up, there's a lot of Amish.
Yeah.
Is he Amish?
He is not.
Jeff is not, no.
He looks more Norwegian. Doesn't he look like Rick Neuheisel?
Yeah.
If they had a docuseries or a movie, Jeff could play Rick Neuheisel if need be.
You could swap them out for a day. Rick Neuheisel could go to like Penn's yep. practice or down to the South Side for pit practice. And Jeff could go on the CBS college football pregame show and nobody would know the difference.
Oh, speaking of that show, how about the beard on Brian Jones? Yeah, have you caught
it's good. Like a Lovie Smith level beard.
And he has old school like 70s glasses with it.
Uh-huh.
I like it. Do you think Jeff could be Rick Neuheisel, Krause?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Yep. I bet they're related at some level. All their people came here at the same time. They throw up a bat sign for the road construction. They might. I don't know. We got to get to it. Jeff Hathorn, 7 o'clock. Brad Spielberger, 8 o'clock. John Wehner, The Rock, in the 9 o'clock hour. Shelby Cassesi, This Hits Different. Hello.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.